how do I go from being, hey, you should get vaccinated, waving the flag, I love Tony Fauci, to saying, wow, we've been lied to. How did that happen?
היוש!
בצד, כמו שאתם יודעים, הקורונה חזרה, וממש חשוב לשמור על הבריאות.
עכשיו, לפני תקנת הלמידים, לכו להתחסן. אני כבר התחסנתי.
לכו להתחסן.
זה שטויות, לכו להתחסן.
אגב, באתר משרד הבריאות, יש את כל המידע שאתם רק צריכים.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
But we recognize that it's a real problem for certain respiratory virus vaccines. That killed the RSV program for decades. Now the Gates Foundation is taking it up again.
Now, let's give some perspective here. We have pulled vaccines in the past for much less.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Fauci get up there and start talking, you know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face, nothing.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected. We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it.
He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom.
עמדתי המקצועית היא לבן על גבי שחור. החיסונים מצילים את חיינו.
These vaccines are safe. They are incredibly effective.
Vaccines are safe and effective.
Getting a booster different from your original vaccination is likely safe and effective.
But if there's one message that needs to cut through all this, the vaccines are safe. I promise you, they are safe and effective.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
אני בכלל לא הייתי מחכה לאישורים, אתה שואל.
וואלה.
כן, אני הייתי מחסן את הילדים.
היית מחסן ילדים לפני אישור FDA?
מה? כן, כן.
פרופסור גרוסמן, למה נותנים חיסון שאין לו אישורים?
לחיסון יש את כל האישורים הנדרשים. זה נכון שבזמן מגפה תהליך האישור לחיסונים הוא קצר יותר, אבל הוא קפדני ומקיף בדיוק כמו אישור רגיל.
For the record, I'm triple jabbed. But did I need it? You tell me. We will never forget the politicians, the corporations, and the high-profile celebrities and TV doctors who needlessly coerced us into having the vaccine. They've got blood on their hands.
As far as I'm concerned, I will not be vaccinated with anything that has not been properly vetted and tested and has shown no sound scientific evidence that the benefits outweigh the disease itself and possible long-term side effects, which to this day we don't know anything about. I will not be reduced to a mere guinea pig by getting vaccinated with an experimental drug.
No hospital, desculpa, a gente não tá me sentindo bem.
A polícia militar foi chamada na zona rural de Ribeirão Vermelho. Sabe por quê? Olha, é... Keep the money, I would rather have my soul. They want power and control, that's their number one goal. All my friends turn to foes, look how easily they fold. Even Nazis say they were doing what they told. Walking down this road all alone in the cold. But my soul never sold. I'm exposing the clones. God has chosen this role. Although those who oppose want me hopeless and broke, like I'm Noah on boats. I'm just trying to tell them all about the flood. I can feel it in my bones, I can feel it in my blood. Man, I came up out the mud. Only God is my judge. I don't listen to these politicians, they the real thugs. Won't comply with the lies, they disguise it as science. They want you compliant, the media's biased. These corporate giants are capitalizing on us by dividing. But I'll keep on fighting.
After getting their second COVID-19 vaccine, two teenage boys died in their sleep.
A 9-year-old went to sleep in Eagle Mountain and never woke up.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
The worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
You come at children with experimental Nuremberg Code violating vaccines that you broke the law to ram through. You are terrorist in league with Joseph Mengele 2.0.
Government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
Timing of when the embalmers first started seeing these blood clots, mid-2021.
So many miles on my car, you know, it seems like half of my time is driving from one funeral home to another.
Because I'm an embalmer and I've been doing it now for over 20 years, I'm very familiar with blood. I've worked with all kinds of cases. I'm very familiar with blood clots. I know what's normal. But since 2021, I noticed something is very different has been happening with the way blood clots are. I'm not trying to create any fear in what I'm seeing. I'm just trying to bring awareness.
Now, I didn't even think about it being related to the vaccine at all at the time. Looking back, I say, no wonder they died of a heart attack or a stroke or some kind of a pulmonary embolism. because you can't live with this stuff in you.
Probably do about 160 funerals a year. So I've been waiting for a young person that died suddenly, who'd also had a post-mortem, and then the family had asked me to embalm. So there are three planets that needed to align. And this poor guy of 30, it was full of it. It was hanging out of him like spaghetti.
Vaccines are safe and effective.
If people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
And this should look the same as the other package insert that I showed you. But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
You can see here, I'm going to break this open. And perfectly on top is this perfectly normal package insert. It's a lot of safety and efficacy data. In fact, all of the normal information that we would find in a package insert, like the ingredients, that would all be found right here in the package insert.
This is why people hesitate to take it.
Why is it intentionally blank if it's all the safety studies?
It's they're inside.
They're inside of it?
Yes, this folds up.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I'll go ahead and get one of
I've got to get online and find it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I already know that it's intentionally blank. My last question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
That's a great question. Okay. I would talk to CVS about that. Because
okay. So if we don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
That. You're exactly right.
Okay.
And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And you are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
Okay. Oh, why are you giving them?
Because I am told to.
I have a government that's telling me that I have to stay safe and effective. And if I don't, my license is at threat.
How much liquor? They're making billions.
The mRNA was the technology, but we had less experience, only 2 years working on this. And actually, mRNA was a technology that never delivered a single product until that day. Not vaccine, not any other medicine. So it was very counterintuitive, and I was surprised when they suggested to me that this is the way to go.
You know, Steve Kirsch, by the way, has a great offer out there for your listeners. I don't know if you know about this.
No.
His offer is anybody from any major academic medical center or any government agency who will come to the table and have a fair discussion on vaccine safety and efficacy, he'll pay him $2 million.
Anybody?
I offered $1 million, not to win the debate, just to come to the table, $1 million. And when they refused the $1 million, I said, okay, name your price. Is $5 million? $10 million? $100 million? What will it take for us to have a civil discussion on the record, on recorded, where we can go through the evidence in the Veris system and other pieces of data so that we can have an open discussion about this?
The government said, we will give you liability protection for your vaccines. But the quid pro quo is that we're going to establish this vaccine adverse event reporting system, which of course they could have done anyway. We have a VAERS system in the United States. The system in Israel was even worse. In March, these researchers came to the Israeli Ministry of Health and said, hey, we got a problem here. Basically, they're told that the vaccines are killing and hurting people, and you're withholding that information from the Israeli people.
So the latest Israeli vaccination studies are out, and Steve Kirsch says the results prove that the government was lying all along about the frequency of adverse events from COVID shots. Shocker.
Yes, it will protect you, but honestly, it's not for you. It's so you don't kill other people. It's so you don't spread it to other people. 114 million Americans, nearly half the adult population in this country, has had a vaccine shot already. 114 million of us have had it. The number of people who have died from getting the shot is zero. The number of people who have died from getting the shot is zero.
החכם מפחד מהמחלה. הטיפש מפחד מהחיסון. ואני מוסיף, אין מה לפחד מהחיסון. זה שטויות, זה פרובוקציות של השוליים.
למעלה ממיליארד בני אדם. זה מספר שהוא לא נתפס, לא ניתן לכמת את זה. למעלה ממיליארד בני אדם התחסנו. אפס תמותה. אפס תמותה.
בני, שמתיך אומר ברדיו שיותר ממיליארד איש התחסנו ברחבי העולם, ויש אפס אחוזי תמותה וסיכון. אפס, ברוך השם. שמעתי גם שתחת בי ובחבריי המעדיפים להשתמש בשכל הישר, לחשוב, לחשב סיכונים, וקראת לנו פרימיטיבים. אין מה לעשות איתנו. אולי רק לכלוא במכלאות של פרימיטיבים, שהפרימיטיביות לא תדביק חס וחלילה. בני, ברשותך, שתף אותנו מאיפה הנתונים המעממים האלה על אפס אחוזי תמותה וסיכון. אפס! פשוט כי רק בוויירס, שזו מערכת שמרכזת את כל הדיווחים על תופעות לוואי בארצות הברית בלבד, דווח על כ-16,927 מקרי מוות אחרי חיסון, קורונה. היו שם גם 23,365 מקרי נכות קבועה, לא מוות חס וחלילה, ועוד 17,555 מקרים מסכני חיים. ואתה אומר, אפס אחוזי תמותה וסיכון. אפס. אלה כמובן מספרי את הדיווח, המורחים בכ-2 עד 10 אחוזים מנתוני האמת. המספרים האמיתיים גדולים בהרבה.
About 14,000 Americans who have reported deaths. Now, that's probably underreported by a factor of 100. So you take the 14,000 deaths that are reported in the VAERS system, multiply it by 100, you get 1.4 million. But the deaths that happened 5 months later, and that's the bulk of them, are not going to get reported in the VAERS system.
Neben der Diskussion um die Impferpressung lassen ihn Meldungen zu Nebenwirkungen zu den neuen Wirkstoffen aufhorchen.
ואז אני יושבת מול האנדוקרינולוג והוא אומר לי, טוב, אבל זה ידוע שזה תופעת לוואי של החיסון. ואני אומרת לו, למי זה ידוע? אמר לי, לנו, לכל האנדוקרינולוג. אמר לי, למה אתם לא מדברים לזזל? הרופאים שותקים. זה מטורף. והרופאים שותקים, את יודעת למה? כי הפארמה מממנת להם הכל. הכל. את הציוד שלהם בתי חולים, את המחקרים שלהם, את ההשתלמויות שלהם, את האייפון שלהם, את האייפד שלהם, את הכל, כאילו, באמת.
אז מה שהחליטו לעשות את הקורונה ואת הזריקות ולדלל אוכלוסין. אז מה שהחליטו לעשות את הקורונה ואת הזריקות ולדלל אוכלוסין.
So, I'm getting the Pfizer shot. And then she's gonna do the two. And, yes, I'm going to let her.
Because I never remember going
Marco, in school, oh, did you hear about Billy?
Oh, yeah, dude, he had a heart attack and died. Never!
Right, right.
Spiritual war of good against evil, and I just hope that there's enough good in the world that we can rally together to defeat it, because if we don't, these monsters will destroy humanity.
Have you heard from the dead?